And the problem is that there is really no way. When you throw something away, it typically goes into a landfill. Now, a landfill is basically something which is not going to go away, and it's increasing. Current, at the moment, we have about 1.3 billion tons of material every year going into landfills. 2100 is going to be about 4 billion tons. See, instead, I prefer if we started thrifting. And what that means is we consider materials when they go into products, and also when they get used and at the end of their life, when can they be used again? The idea of completely changing the way we think about waste, so that waste is no longer a dirty word. We almost remove the word waste completely. All we're looking to is resources. Resource goes into a product and then can basically go into another product. We used to be good at thrifting. My grandmother, again, she used to use old seed packets to paper the bathroom walls. I think, though, there are companies out there who understand this value and are promoting it. And a lot of the technologies that have been developed for the smart age can also be adapted to reduce, reuse, and also thrift more proficiently. And as a material scientist, what I've been tracking over the last couple of decades is how companies are getting smart at thrifting, how they're able to understand this concept and profit from it. I'm going to give you two examples. The first one, a good one. The second one, not so good. The first is the automotive industry. Okay, not always known as the most innovative or creative of industries, but it turns out they're really, really good at recycling their products.